Reserve. When medical emergencies arise, we meet the challenge. In cybersecurity, protecting and defending in cyberspace. When natural disasters happen, we are there in space. As a strong part of the nation's defense, we are there in the community, and we are there for our nation. We share a vision to make a difference, united and focused, taking pride in being there in service of our country. We are Reserve Citizen Airmen, and we are there with over 180 different jobs to serve your country. Air Force Reserve.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Let's go to cut two real quick, because this is Raphael Warnock last night at his victory celebration, celebrating a Georgia runoff victory. Cut number two, go.
Georgia, I don't want you to miss what you've done. In a moment in which there were folk trying to divide our country, and those forces are very much at work right now, Georgia did an amazing thing. In 2021, it sent its first African-American senator and its first Jewish senator to the United States Senate in one fell swoop. And you have done it again. Thank you, Georgia. Now, there are those who will look at the outcome of this race and say that, yes, you're right, we won. But there are those who would look at the outcome of this race and say that there's no voter suppression in Georgia. Let me be clear. Just because people endured long lines that wrapped around buildings, some blocks long, just because they endured the rain and the cold and all kinds of tricks in order to vote, doesn't mean that voter suppression does not exist. It simply means that you, the people, have decided that your voices will not be silenced.
There you go. Raphael Warnock celebrating a victory last night. I still go back to this whole thing of how this happened again. You eventually learn from your mistakes, and I get it. But after two special elections 2 years ago, one involving Raphael Warnock, and the Dems won that, those two races. Then we get to the general election, and they won that race. And now they've got the runoff. They're like 4-0 against the Republicans. I'm just going to tell you, we've got a presidential election coming up in less than 2 years. And we'd better fix this problem. And I'm not sure if it's Ronna McDaniel that needs to fix it, if it needs to be done at the state and local level. But we got to fix this problem, or it's going to happen again. And all you have to do is look at the U.S. Senate race. 8,000 votes separated Catherine Cortez Masto and Adam Laxalt. That's the difference. And that, to me, needs to be fixed. What I have not gotten to yet, and I'm going to do a deep dive, and we're going to have some people that are going to help us with this. We're going to have to fix it, because if not, Republicans will never dominate an election the way we did in 2014. They just won't. And hopefully the next time we get all the constitutional offices and the governor's mansion, we won't pass the largest tax increase in the state's history. That has not helped. I'll just leave it at that. Stay where you are. We got a lot to do. Coming up, Kash Patel, a confidant of Donald J. Trump, goes down to Mar-a-Lago on a regular basis, has face-to-face meetings with him on a regular basis. They talk on the phone. We're going to get his spin on what happened last night in Georgia. We'll do that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
And at 2:30, the first observation that I see checking out our traffic cams here in the KMZQ studios is there's a lot of congestion on Interstate 215 eastbound as you approach Interstate 15 there on the Southern Beltway. A little bit of congestion on the other side, too. That's 215 westbound near the airport connector. Several crashes working right now. Northbound Paradise, that's at Twain Avenue. Eastbound Desert Inn, that's at McLeod. Northbound Decatur at Alta, an incident there. And remember, the road work continues on Interstate 15 southbound. That's mainly between Flamingo and Warm Springs.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Tony Desiri with your KMZQ Sports Flash, powered by Progressive Insurance. UNLV football has hired Barry Odom to be their new head coach. Odom coming to Las Vegas from Fayetteville, where he was the defensive coordinator at Arkansas for the past three seasons. Prior to that, he was the head coach at Missouri, going 25-25 while in Columbia. College basketball, UNLV hosting Hawaii tonight at the Thomas and Mack Center. Rebels are 8-0. San Diego on the road Saturday, 95-78. Luis Rodriguez leading UNLV with 19 points. The Raiders on a short week. Thursday night, they'll be in Los Angeles to the Rams. Las Vegas riding a three-game win streak. Josh Jacob leads the NFL in rushing yards. The Rams, they've lost six in a row at 3-9 on the season. And in the NHL, the Golden Knights are home tonight, taking on the Rangers. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Tony Desiri with your KMZQ Sports Flash on AM 670 KMZQ Talk Radio done right.
I wanted to know why some people who get COVID-19 get it so bad. I found out it may be because they have a high risk factor, such as heart disease, diabetes, being overweight, smoking, and asthma. Even if symptoms feel mild, these factors can increase your risk of COVID-19 turning severe. So if you're at high risk and test positive, there are things you can do, like asking your healthcare provider if an authorized oral treatment is right for you. Learn about an option at treatcovid19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain-relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.
He sent me to.
Hey, Kevin Wall with a question for my senior friends. Have you experienced hearing loss? Have you had trouble hearing in crowded places like bars and restaurants? I know just what you're talking about. For years, I struggled to hear conversations with friends sitting right next to me. I'd say, huh? Or what? It became embarrassing. So I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing, and the results told me what I already knew. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear but not understand. Steve fitted me with new state-of-the-art hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. And now, with the addition of Dr. Matthew Lingman, the folks at Quality Hearing Aids are able to super serve their clients at both locations. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on conversations, do what I did. Call Quality Hearing Aids at 702-369-1321. That's 702-369-1321. Or check them out at qhalv.com. That's QHALV.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We had a chance earlier in the program to visit with Kash Patel. He's a local guy. He's a friend of Donald J. Trump, makes regular trips to Mar-a-Lago. And, you know, we were trying to sort through what happened in Georgia, not just the general election, but the runoff election that did not go the Republicans' way. And I asked Kash Patel, what happened in Georgia last night?
Yeah, look, I join you in your frustration. It is beyond maddening that we can't win on America First values. But I also circle back to say I don't think we're losing on America First values. Where we are losing constantly is the political consultant class and the bureaucratic rubes in Washington who are creatures in the Republican Party who think it's their job to light our money on fire. And that's what they did. They did it in states like my home state, Nevada. They did it in places like Arizona. They did it again in Georgia. And they expect us to keep going back to the watering hole and giving them our hard-earned dollars for campaign donations so that they can be lit on fire. And until we move on from that, we are going to continue to see these results that we saw last night in Georgia, across places throughout the country.
What did we do wrong? I look at this like a football game where the really smart, mm-hmm. successful coaches, they end up making adjustments at halftime. You're having trouble running the football.
Yeah.
You loosen them up by throwing the football, and you come back mm-hmm. to the run. It's almost as if we can't adjust at halftime. We've had four bites of the apple in Georgia, and we're 0-4.
No, you're absolutely right. And it's the adjustments that we don't make that revert back to what I was telling you about. The reason they don't happen is because these political consultants take over the campaigns and refuse to make any adjustments. Because if they made any adjustments, they wouldn't get the tens of millions of dollars that they get. They wouldn't give out the kickback contracts to their digital media and marketing teams that they get. And you wouldn't be seeing emails for 3x donations where 99% of the money goes back to the consultant and one penny goes to the campaign. But this has been institutionalized in the Republican Party. And it's the thing that Democrats always do better than us, always. And they band together and they put their resources out on the road and go out and meet independents. That's another thing we missed the boat on. We didn't go after the independents because I refuse to believe that our message is inferior to theirs. Our message of border security and taking on the drug kingpin and defeating Chinese fentanyl and saving our youth and propping up education and destroying crime, I refuse to believe that those values are not values shared by so many millions of Americans, including so many of those in the middle of the road. And we didn't message to the right personnel on that, and it's because these consultants, all they care about is ad money and commercials, and we just do it wrong every time and don't make the adjustments.
So how do we fix that? Between now and 2024?
Well, I'm going to say something that's probably going to get me jettisoned from the Republican Party, but at this point I don't care. You fire every political consultant who touched any one of these losing races. Just to give you an example, out west where we live, $55 million was spent in a political consultant in Joe Fro and Axiom Partners. Do you know what that $55 million got us? 50% losing. 50% losing. If that's not proof enough that we need a huge change in how we go about acquiring better candidates and making better campaigns, then I honestly don't know what is. And the Republican leadership also has to back that play, because if they don't, then it doesn't matter what we do. And you're seeing that play out at the RNC right now, with the possible challenge and change in leadership there, because it was a failure across the board not to win in a place like Georgia or Pennsylvania or Nevada or Arizona. And I get these chants about election theft and all that stuff, but if we can't win on the values, you know, these people, if we got to play by their rules. We have to go big on mail-in balloting. That's also something that's unpopular if you're a conservative. But I keep telling people, you want to change the rules? You got to win. And we're not winning.
Again, Kash Patel joining us, former chief of staff to the Department of Defense. He is a close confidant of the former president, Donald J. Trump. And I'm just curious, I imagine he would be very disappointed by the results last night. Have you had any communication, or have you seen in the media him speaking out about what happened last night in Georgia?
No, I'll probably chat with him a little later today. You know, I think we knew we had an uphill battle in Georgia because it was kind of pre-baked, you know. that runoff was going to go, unfortunately, the way it did. And people are already, of course, they're calling for Donald Trump's head because somehow he's the sole reason we lost that Senate seat or the governorship in Arizona. And, I vehemently disagree with that. I think if we spent the money that Mitch McConnell spent in Alaska, in places like Nevada and Arizona, we would have had a drastically different result, and Georgia and whatnot. But this is part of the problem. We have differing competing factions with pots of money the size of Uncle Scrooge's money bin, and we are fighting each other with it and lighting it on fire instead of fighting against the radical left agenda. And we just haven't gotten it together in the last, decade. The only person to ringlead this crew together was Donald Trump in 2015 and 16 when he campaigned for middle America and didn't care what the media thought and didn't care what the Republican establishment thought. And that's the challenge we have right now. Are we going to go back to the Republican establishment of Paul Ryan and company, or are we going to stay to the one that's been created over the last 6 years that's added so many millions of more people to our roster and allow their voices to be heard?
Kash Patel, smart guy, and really a good guy, and he's a Vegas guy now, and I absolutely love it. Fightwithcash.com. That's fightwithcash.com. Check it out. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. Wayne Allyn Root coming up in just a few minutes right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club weekday morning 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Many people are so glad they did, like Maria.
I was desperate, and New Hope Tax Defense helped me resolve all my tax issues. Gave me hope.
Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
Carry on my wayward son, don't you cry no more.
Carry on all the way to your locally owned Meineke, your one-stop shop for total car care. With Meineke e-inspection, you'll know the problem and the fix. We'll send real-time updates, photos, and technician notes straight to your phone. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
Stop in today and get a premium synthetic blend oil change for just $29.95.
Wednesdays and Fridays at 6, News 3 takes you beyond the yellow tape with Operation Crime and Justice.
As the population continues to grow, so does crime. And that's where I come in, helping you get answers.
Watch Operation Crime and Justice, Wednesdays and Fridays at 6 on News 3.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from one of my favorite restaurants on the planet, Osaka Japanese Bistro. Osaka was the first Japanese restaurant in Vegas, established in 1967 and selected 20 times as the winner of the Best of Las Vegas Award. If you haven't experienced Osaka's amazing, delicious cooking yet, now is the time. They're open for lunch and dinner, including their famous sushi bar and Teppan Grill. Osaka has two locations, in Henderson on Eastern Avenue and in Las Vegas on West Sahara, or visit them online at lasvegas-sushi.com.
The holidays are here. Now through December 31st, Paul Powell will be making wishes come true. Just follow the Paul Powell Law Firm on Facebook. Comment on the daily post what you want. And Santa Paul will choose one lucky winner each day for the holidays. Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Celebrate the holiday season in a picture-perfect winter wonderland. Featuring real snow, holiday games, rides, and treats. Snow Carnival will create a storybook experience of exploration and wonder for the entire family, November 23rd through January 8th. Snow Carnival Holiday Forest at M Resort. For tickets and information, visit us at snowcarnival.com.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in a thousand pieces, just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMCQ. Talk radio done right.
Boy, some bizarre stuff going on TV, cable sports, and this is just bizarre. You see it every so often where stuff happens on live television, and something goes awry, something doesn't work that's supposed to work. We saw one case at the World Cup, where a reporter's purse was stolen by somebody in a big crowd, and they just took her purse. Stuff like that happens. You've got, gentlemen, Jim Dallas has one that I can't recall seeing something like this anytime recently.
Well, there was a couple of incidents over the past few months. We've seen some people on air where they collapse or they find themselves in some type of a medical situation that on live TV, I mean, just can't be rectified, and the people who are watching are horrified. And that's kind of what happened on Monday, Kevin, with the Atlanta Hawks announcer, Bob Rathman. He suffered a medical emergency during an on-air segment. He was listening to his co-host, Dominique Wilkins, go through his analysis. And then when Dominique Wilkins was talking, the co-host Rathman, he started to slump in his chair, and he kind of leaned back, and then he started twitching as he was reclining in his seat.
Epileptic seizure?
No. They're calling it dehydration.
Wow.
Now, I'm suspect, and you know our friend Wayne Allen Root is probably going to be suspect as well on his show coming up. He'll probably mention this, but certainly it could be related. We don't know if it's related to some kind of a negative reaction to a vaccine or anything like that. But what I've noticed, at least over the past year or two, this is not uncommon. It doesn't happen every day, but it's happened more frequently over the past couple of years since these shots were mandated for people.
That's incredible. That's scary. In fact, I had a producer once here in Vegas who had a seizure.
An epileptic seizure.
And literally we had to call the fire department. It was one of the weirdest things that we had. The fire department had bought time on a campaign touting their emergency the emergency services. Not fighting fires, but was it AMR? I forget what the group is. But anyway, they were saying, you know, if you're going to have a heart attack, you better be doing it with us, because we can have somebody there in 5 minutes or less. And I swear to God, they did it.
I have seen that. In fact, I was going down the street one time in my car, and I was basically almost at a stop. And then I saw this car. It was starting very slowly, crossing into my lane. So I stopped completely, and obviously the people behind me had to do the same thing. And the car was very, very slow. It was probably going 5 miles per hour. Mm. And it finally stopped as it hit the curb on my side of the road. He's going the wrong way. And we saw the man behind the wheel. He was doing this twitching. And apparently he was having an epileptic seizure that you're referring to. And it was so weird because there were at least three of us that got out of our cars. We were trying to go to see what the problem was with this man. He was still behind the wheel. He still seemed to be awake, but he couldn't move. He literally could not move to unlatch the door so we could get there to help him.
Wow.
So they had to call the emergency crews to come out and unfortunately break his window to get in.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
That's incredible. And anyway, getting back to our story, at one of the local stations here, Jason is fine now. Great guy, still a good friend. But the fire department came through the door within 5 minutes, and they put him on his side and all of this stuff. But you know, fortunately, it was during the 5 o'clock news. So this wasn't as we were producing the show, but all of a sudden, he started twitching, and we put him on the floor, and turned out fine. He's doing great today. But boy, I'll tell you, that was scary.
Scary stuff.
Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You know what we care about the most here at Jeep Only? We care about our customers. We want our customers to have the best experience of their lives. 2022 Jeep Grand Cherokees for $499. I mean, that's crazy, right? $499 a month? And we have so many used cars, forget about it. So when you go to Jeep Only at 5255 West Sahara Avenue, you know what you're going to say? Hey, Timur sent me. I want my deal. I want my deal right now. Who sent you? Timur sent me. All right, perfect. I'll see you soon. Bye-bye.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Las Vegas Aesthetics. Not only is this one of the fastest-growing medical spas in Vegas, but patients from over 20 countries fly in to be treated here. Tom Polisi, the owner, is a presidential-level master injector with thousands of happy Botox, Dysport, Restylane, and Juvederm patients. Las Vegas Aesthetics specializes in the most advanced PRP procedures light years ahead of the competitors. Vampire facelift, PRP hair restoration, O-Shot for women, and the world-famous P-Shot for ED for men. With big news, Las Vegas Aesthetics is doubling the strength of the P-Shot. They're doubling the PRP to get double the results, but they're not doubling the price. Plus, they will include the Shockwave treatment, valued at $500, absolutely free. And if you bring in a friend, you'll each receive a free gift. Call Las Vegas Aesthetics at 702-664-1300, 664-1300, or go to LVAMedSpa.com. That's LVAMedSpa.com. Tell them Wayne Root sent you.
Las Vegas Rock.
Hear about the must-sees, the wanna-eats, and go behind the scenes. Insider Ron Garrett keeps the Vegas vibe alive every Saturday afternoon at 5. Las Vegas Rock on AM 670 KMZQ.
Youth and young adult, education, employment, behavioral, and mental health. Find resources for youth in your community. Free and confidential help is here 24/7. Download the Youth app. Text your zip code to 898-211. Call 211. Visit Nevada211.org or chat with a specialist on our website. Get connected. Get help.
This message funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Health and Human Services, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new time. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We're going to give the last word today to a guy that is hopeful of becoming Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy.